Hey man, yo, what's going on, man? This is man Sam Martin Phillip, man, coming to y'all. I got y'all from Radio. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Joe Emerson and Heezy in the house. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about some politics right now. So I'm gonna put my man on my podcast. So you know what I'm saying? Y'all get it, man. A big one. Welcome to the show. I told him I'm gonna catch him. So now I got him right now. You know, we popping on the politics. So that's how we doing this show today, man. You know what I'm saying? We talking about some serious issues. He was talking about Joe Biden, Obama, and Trump. So, you know what I'm saying? We having a discussion about, like, what your president's supposed to do for you. But my obligation is, I'm telling all my people, like, hey, it don't start with your president. It start with your congressman. What your congressman can start for you. What your congressman can do for you in the House and what the congressman can do for you in your city. So we're going back on the issue right now, Joe. Come on, let's go ahead. We got the open floor. We got the forum is wide as open.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Now go back to what you were telling me now. So we get back to this little point. What you were saying?
Me and Obama or Joe Biden?
Okay.
I don't know what plan they're going to have for us. You know what I'm saying? You president for everybody. But one certain, but black people, how they get it at this point? I don't know what the game plan they're gonna have for us.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You gotta start with your congressman.
Right.
So if you're not asking your congressman to provide these things for you in your state, in your city, then why would you want to go in and try to put the pressure on the president?
No, it's like Obama. All you gotta do is say what you're gonna do for us and try to help us. When Obama got in office, he had amnesia. He forgot.
Okay. So go ahead. That's what I'm saying. Though. So here, explain to the people like why you say Obama had the amnesia.
Huh?
So go ahead and explain to us why you saying Obama had the amnesia.
He never addressed the black issue.
You okay. So what's the black issue now? Tell her what the black issue is first.
Like a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know what did he do with as far as basically like just our rights in general. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of those people started getting killed on Obama's watch.
Okay.
Like through now, you can march all day long, but what is that going to get you?
Okay. So what are you saying?
I'm just saying though.
This is what I'm trying to classify.
I'm talking about this. If you already got.
So you saying that they had more death black killing of black men on Obama
saying,
watch than they does now on the
I'm
Trump
not,
era?
I'm not saying that.
Okay, so then
come
what I'm trying to say.
Come on, Don Lemon.
So come on, help, please. Help explain to me. You
no,
know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Though. You got to be there for your people. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, anything in general. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Trump, he don't give a damn. You die, kill over. He don't give a fuck.
Okay.
But you have a black man in office, and then all that stuff like Trayvon. Obama was in the office, right? I would have had my people go down and investigate everything that went on if you know what's wrong.
Okay.
Obama said back, well, I don't know what went on.
But see, hold on, see. Now, did y'all research on it? Did y'all understand what Obama put into place? Him and Biden started putting into place on that with the Southern General.
Biden also did that three strike with Bill.
Okay, of New York.
He also did that three strike with Bill.
Okay, well, the three strikes with that. Okay, now I'm glad that you brought that factor up because when he also said he put that bill in legislation, right? He had behind him on that bill was a 65 to 70% of black Americans willing to go on that bill because drug has infested their community so bad. And then at the same time, they manipulated the bill. When he also went back to try to change the bill, the Republicans fought not to change the bill.
The bill was already manipulated because that's when all those business people and all those people want to try to invest in prisons.
Okay, but see, the streets got cleaned up then, so therefore now they seen a capitalism of trying to make the money off of the minority of the blacks.
So the more you put in jail, the more capital you making for your prison.
Okay, so therefore that ring Joe Biden said he seen that effect. Mm-hmm. He tried to go back and try to reverse that effect But the Republicans seen what they were capitalizing on, and they refused to change that effect. And which he also saying that he made a major mistake. So when you understand what, if he's saying he made a major mistake and he's get back in office, that he's going to go back and change all those laws and release the privatized prison system and free some of these black men and minorities from being within held in that, that sanction of that system.
Oh, like I said, the hit dog will holler. We have to see it in play.
Okay, but when you, okay, but can you give a person that understands that he made his mistake?
Yeah, yeah,
but here we got a president right now in office. We got a president right now in office saying, hey, he ain't got a hill of beans. He don't kill.
No, if he did that,
and then he said he know.
I respect that.
Okay, so if we got a president right now in office, wouldn't have cost him nothing. All he had to do say, hey, y'all wear your mask, sanitize, and be protected until we can get a handle on this situation. So that the people of the United States can be safe. Wouldn't that make the situation of the United States of America right now be more effective and less death than it is now?
Yeah, you could have probably helped it out a little better.
Okay, so what was downplaying the system and saying, it's the far right, it's the far left? You get what I'm saying? It's saying the system is the far left. And why would you manipulate the system and saying that it's a hoax? When you actually know that it's true, and then
I feel that the coronavirus was man-made. It was meant to depopulate the community and to try to take people out of this country. You know what I'm saying? Because they have cures for everything most of the time, but they're not gonna give it out to you right now.
Right.
If you got money, you straight, you good.
Right. So therefore, I'm looking at the fact like, they're following the president. And they're not understanding the factor. He can get the vaccine, then you can get. You're not going to get the same type of vaccine that you're following the president.
No, you're not going to get that.
Right.
You are not. You know that off the rip.
So, what are we looking at here in politics, and what do you want to see change in politics?
I just want to see, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see our people be happy. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody else has benefited from it, from the government of the United States through the years.
Right. I can now see what I'm saying. I can understand the whole turmoil. I can understand the detrimental of the situation. Yeah. I can understand the frustrations of everything that me, my people, and you have suffered and right. What we're still trying to overcome out of every diversity of every situation possible that we can.
Right.
Alright. But here's the thing. We also, as a people, have to start looking at what we have to start from. Like,
I agree with that.
First of all, taking our monies out of their banks. Are you willing to take your money out of the white corporate bank as of right now, right today, and say, hey, if my life doesn't matter to you, so my money shouldn't matter to you either. So why do we keep trying to financially build their corporation when we should build our own corporation?
Because we're not financially strong yet, and we're not mentally there yet. And you have people that have...
I'm going to correct you now. I'm going to let you speak. Then I'm going to come back and correct you.
Let me finish it, though. And then we don't have the people to try to step up and try to give us the resources to get our own banks.
Mm.
Because Dr. Obama in Cuba, he wanted Africa to try to get their own bank. They stopped that. They didn't want that because they know if Africa had their own bank, they'll overtake everything and they'll be powerful.
Okay, now I'm going to go back to what you just saying, that we don't have the power. We are 75 to 80% running this corporate world off of the minority money. Of infrastructure, of funding and financing this corporate world out here. Whether you know it or not. We're the number one consumers to this white commodity. You understand what I'm saying? We're the one buying Jordan, Chanel,
right.
The whole nine. So we have the power structure to start anything in any organization that we should want to fund.
But let me ask you this question, though. Do we have equal rights?
See, this is that. Well, this is what I'm saying.
Do we have the same right? Because think about it. Okay, let me ask you this question. Okay, so you get a whole bunch of black bankers and all that stuff. You tell the idea what we're gonna do and all that stuff. Will they help us out? Will they approve it? Will they do it?
Okay. Now I'm gonna leave that little part right there where you were talking about the babies. I'm gonna come back to that. But this is what I'm gonna say: the infrastructure of the Black American commodity is we have the infrastructure to start anything, and this is why I uphold all my Black mega churches. For I condone me for sitting here and holding mega millions of dollars. And not putting infrastructure back in the communities, or not having a coalition of an alliance with other mega churches, with starting black-owned manufacturing businesses.
Say, and I'm going to say one name.
Starting banks. Yeah. Starting major communities. This is what I have a problem with. My black community and my infrastructure.
I agree with you all the way with that. And then, like I can say, like Creflo Dollar. What has he done for the city of College Park? Your church is up there. Mega church. I don't see you in the community. I don't see you do anything. If you do something, you must got duct tape on your mouth to being silent. We don't know.
All right. So.
Now, I'm like this, though. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do something, do it. You know what I'm saying? But until we get economically inclined and we have the same rights, but you got to realize something. From slavery, we still mentally behind.
Right, so this is what people failing to realize, and I want people to be able to capitalize it. People not understanding the politics of what's like actually what's really going on and what's rational, what's in front of them. This is what's in front of them. People can say the negativity things about Obama, but Obama broke, and he broke the situation down of the economic structure. He was saying, while I'm in office, I'm giving you the keys back to the car. Well, you have your presidents come in and they mean a diversity of multi communities of racial and economics on both sides. You got to think about it. When you have a Democratic, When you have a Democratic policy structure that comes in, it tends to mend the communities and the diversities, okay? Where you have now a Republican president come in, look at the long run, look at the structure of the vision of it, where they're scared to lose their financial power and structure because they're saying, here, if we die out, and we leaving this power financial structure to our kids and our youth, and they're collaborating with the, you get what I'm saying? They're collaborating with multiculturals, economics, and diversities. We won't have that power structure anymore. You get what I'm saying? So, therefore, this is the whole thing. This is what it's built on. Because it's like, hey, I can't have a black man being around my white daughter and leaving my legacy and my power, my wealth, and my foundation is gone. This is what they're literally fighting for right now in America. Right now, this is the whole clout of the diversity. If we continue to let this go on, multi-pot, what they call it, the melting pot, we would no longer exist and we would no longer have the structure and the power that we used to have and continue. Now, which is where they're going back. I'm going back to the kids now, what we're saying. Are you God? I'm not God. Okay, so from last time I was checking, God died to give us, me and you, free will and free right. You know what I'm saying? To make our own choices. So, therefore, if the system is already in a financially economic bind, like saying, hey, they already don't have anywhere to put the kids at right now, DFAT system is overwhelmed. They don't have financially stable to help place kids, and kids being in broken homes and being beaten and raped and all this situation. So now, if you build a structure to override OBB Wade, well, you telling the woman where she can and she can't have a kid, or when she can, where are you going to put those kids at? Now you're going to have a economic mass of destruction, yeah. Because if they can't do away with their kids or whatever they find, you know, whatever the mentally challenged or whatever they want to do with their body, where do you think those kids going to wind up at? You're going to have a million kids lined up in front of the hospital, overwhelmed on capacity. And who the infrastructure going to be able to take care of those kids? Me and you, taxpayer dollars. If they're not going to wind up killing, robbing in a cult, mm-hmm. or being raped or being used as a sex slave, where do you think all these millions of kids going to wind up at? You get what I'm saying?
You got to realize something, too, though. It's like people having kids now. What morals they have, what they going to have? If the parents keep them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like this, though. You know what I'm saying? Some people might keep those kids, and some people might terminate the pregnancy. So,
but their free will and right.
Yeah, it's a woman's will and right, because you got to realize something. A man don't have no rights to that child unless they are married. Unless they had that child legitimized, you got no rights. The woman got free reign, everything, make all decisions.
So, but wouldn't you agree that it would become a more catastrophic economic?
I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Because it depends, yeah. But if that was my girlfriend or my wife or something like that, and she talking about she won't have abortion, but I wanted the child, that'd be conflict in that way. But I can see if it was a rape victim or if it was something like that. That it was more catastrophic in that incident, I could understand that. But that's all right. So, get upset.
All right, we did that. You know what I'm saying, man? We had that first little topic of, man, you know what I'm saying, of politics. And, you know, like also, we just got through watching the hometown, man, ATL. Finally gave them a game, man. They raised up tonight, you know what I'm saying? I didn't say rise up. Notice I said they raised up, you know what I'm saying? They finally pulled one through, man, the clutch, heartbreaking. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got to love them for that. Keep pulling. You know, ATL. Then got my man, yeah. Joe. What you got to say about them boys, man? Tell them what you got to say about them ATL Falcons tonight, man.
We finally won one for a minute. So, all I can say is that it is to be seen.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it'll be great. We go 10-6. You know what I'm saying? Still made the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? But that's just wishful thinking, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a diehard fan, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a diehard. I bleed blood and red, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, them a boy, you know what I'm saying? Dirty Bird, man. Always great nation. Atlanta, true to it. Stay with it, you know what I'm saying? Now, we're back on the music. We're talking about some great things about the music concert tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, man, we're going in the archives and like saying, you know, who would have been the best rapper? And you know what I'm saying? That man asked me, like, hey, do I think Busta Rhymes would take on T.I. Tip out of the ATL? So what we saying about that? I told him, I said, you can't take Busta lightweight. I said, Busta, you know what I'm saying? Busta's a head buster, man. You know what I'm saying? He greedy.
He can get grinded. I'm more used to T.I. than Busta Rhymes.
Right. I mean, you know, naturally, pound for pound, T.I. from the time. You know what I'm saying? T.I. from the A-time. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Peace up, A-time, nine. We ride him. You know what I'm saying? We support our people. So, this is what we've just been on music and stuff and challenging and stuff like that tonight, man. And then also, I had to go back and remind my man, you know what I'm saying, on the clientele, like, with Nas. You know what I mean? He was like, who you think better, Nas or Jay-Z? I'm like, hey, I got to go with Illmatic. You know what I mean? That's Nas. Nas like to kill Jay-Z's career. To me, I felt like that when he brought out the Ether.
But let me ask you this question, though.
What else?
When Nas was doing his thing, though, right? You think something went on? you think some, because you know Nas, he didn't put out that for in a minute, has
he? No. He didn't put nothing else out since the Ether.
So let me ask you this though. Was that when the industry did something to Nas, or you think that it was just...
I mean...
Or the power that Jay-Z them had, the people that were around him.
I mean, I'm just saying, I can look at it like Jay done probably built a powerhouse.
If it was like that, though, they had to slow him down if he was going to miss his career, right?
I mean, you got to think, they slowed a lot of rappers down out of New York, you know what I mean? Because you had a lot of up-and-coming predominant mean artists in New York, you know what I mean? I even go back to, like, AZ. AZ, to me, is, like, the most quiet, slept, all-time finesse artist that's out there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He the one brought the finesse and finesse to the game of New York. You know what I'm saying? He also had him following up Desert Storm, Fabulous.
Who was one of your best street New York rappers?
Oh, man. That one there, I had to go, like I said, I still had to go back with Nas. I had to go back with Illmatic. You know what I'm saying? Even though Pop was in New York at the time, I rolled with Pop. But for pound, man.
What about some of your godfathers rappers?
You know what I'm saying?
The granddaddy rapper.
Oh, the granddaddy rapper, man. You know, we go back with Marley Marl, DJ Kool G, Polo Rap, all those Big Daddy Kane. You know, we can go back to the old cat. But,
Nas was something special to you.
Hey, like I say, he represents New York, though. You know what I'm saying? Nas, he represents New York, and I still feel like...
Let me ask you this question. Who is the best person to rap out of Atlanta to represent us streetwise the whole nine yards?
Pound for pound to bring the A-Town and put the A-Town on the map. Man, I'm going to lay it down, man. Get them boy they crown. ATL, man. You know what I'm saying? Good, hey. Outcast, Good Mob, the whole Dodger family. I give to the South right now, baby. Them the one who laid the foundation in Atlanta. Nobody but Outcast, baby. Hootie hoo. You know what I'm saying? Smoke out just like always. You know what I'm saying? Dodger family, baby.
Yeah.
That whole family right now. That who laid the foundation down for the ATL.
I'm gonna tell you who else laid the little foundation too, though. Mm. The Ying Yang Twin laid a little foundation down. They laid a little bit down.
If you want to go to the strip club,
They never made Atlanta pop, you know what I'm saying? The strip club stuff like that. So they did that thing too, though.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had the Buddha Rock and Pop.
They had them beats, though.
We had the Buddha Rock and Pop. You know what I'm saying? The whole little nice thing going on.
I was looking at the interview one time, and he gave twins on said that Jay-Z gave them a call talking about some, you messing up his money.
Y'all hear that, man? You know what I'm saying? That's all from my partner, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Hey, from
that
Joe.
I heard.
You know, but like I said, man, you know, we tuned in. I'm grateful for y'all tuning in on the show, man. Like, we just see him big kicking it. We're on the Heineken tonight. You know what I'm saying? Just kicking in politics. Now, I want y'all to go check out that song, man. You know, that new release single. You know what I'm saying? Country Time, Fahrenheit, Fella, and Cater Boy. Y'all make sure y'all tune on every major platform. Y'all check that out. And be seeing y'all, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Sam Moore and Phillips, Anchor FM Radio.
Somewhere over there.